Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. As we've been reporting, the Cabinet has been meeting this morning, and among the items on the agenda has been discussion of help that might be given to first-time home buyers, in particular in relation to the recent phenomena of housing estates being bought by investment funds for subsequent rental. We'll be hearing from our political correspondent about that in just a couple of minutes. But first, local authorities need to build houses. That's the message from backbench TDs this afternoon. This morning, the Taoiseach said housing is the government's number one priority. Cian McCormack talked to some backbenchers, some of whom blame the last government for the housing crisis.
People are saying that they want an end to the housing crisis, and that's exactly what this government is committed to doing.
Dublin Midwest is no stranger to the housing issue.
We all want to resolve the housing crisis. It's the number one issue, as the Taoiseach has said, nationally. It's the number one issue in my own constituency.
Fine Gael TD Eimear Higgins.
Just last week, the Affordable Housing Bill was approved by Cabinet. And there's four really concrete strands of that bill that are going to help deliver affordable homes and long-term secure leases for people who want to rent.
But we're
and
still,
I'm really pleased
still,
that that's going
still,
forward.
We're still talking about delivering. Is enough being done?
Absolutely, and more needs to be done. Of course it does, but that's exactly what the government is committed to doing. Houses need to be built. That's the solution to this. We need to increase supply, but that's why we need to make sure that we up our game on this. That's why we need to make sure that things like the Affordable Housing Bill go through as legislation and are acted on really quickly so that we can have those homes built. We can have affordable homes that people can actually aspire to own. That's what my generation wants.
But is your generation prepared to listen to politicians saying we need to up our game, we need to deliver houses, but it just seems to be frozen still and things don't seem to be moving?
I don't think that's fair. I mean, 34,000 social homes were built since 2016. There has been a lot going on in this area, but you're right when you say it isn't enough. That's why we need to do more. And that's what the Affordable Housing Bill and the Land Development Agency sets out to achieve. And I really do believe they're going to be game changers when it comes to delivering homes for young families and young couples.
Fianna Fáil's James Lawless, a TD for Kildare North, places the blame for the housing crisis with Fine Gael.
It wasn't the number one priority of the last government. If it was, they might have made more progress.
So the last government failed, is that what you're saying?
Well, clearly.
They're now your partners in government, Fine Gael.
Yes, I don't think there's anything surprising or shocking or startling about me saying that. Well, they failed because they didn't deliver significant quantities of private housing and social and affordable housing. I think there are fixes, but I think that they all take time. I think there's going to be a couple of years, probably minimum, and some of these.
But what happens when there's a change of leadership and Fine Gael lead this government for the second half of its term? Again, James Lawless.
Well, I would hope, first of all, that we can front load as much delivery as possible and as many solutions as possible while Fianna Fáil has the housing ministry. I would hope that Dara O'Brien, in the 2.5 years available to him, can get as much into the system, as much into the pipeline as possible, so that those solutions are beginning to bear fruit as quickly as possible, because everybody needs it.
Bernard Durkin is a Fine Gael TD in Kildare North. For him, confidence and supply arrangements meant the last government's efforts to solve housing were thwarted.
If you don't have the power to do something, even though you're in government, it doesn't add up. Any minority government cannot proceed to do what they want to do because they are a minority government. The opposition had control. Don't forget, the opposition had control during that period.
Finally, are you happy following the lead of Fianna Fáil party leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin on this, because he's saying it's the number one priority now and that government will be doing everything it possibly can to provide a housing solution for people?
I think Micheál Martin, as Taoiseach has said, that you know what has happened is not in accordance with government policy.
But you're happy with the way he's leading it now, are you?
Well, I hope that he's going to lead it in a particular direction. I would like to see...
Is his direction your direction?
Well, I hope it is. I think it is. I'm hoping the key issue is to directly build houses through the local authorities.
Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal and North Roscommon, Mark McSharry, agrees with that point.
Well, there's never enough being done, because it's a crisis that's been lingering for many years through the previous government of 5 years who didn't take the required action. Ultimately, I think what people want to see is each local authority in the country being provided with the resources and the target and whatever professional expertise that they require to build tens of thousands of social and affordable housing.
Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSharry ending that report from Cian McCormack. Let's talk now to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, who's standing by. Micheál, we're hearing from every minister who's asked about this that the government is determined to tackle this issue, particularly in relation to some of these big investment funds, but other issues as well in relation to housing. Are we any clearer now after this morning's meeting in relation to the evolution of government thinking on this, how they're going to go about addressing the issues that have surge back into public consciousness in the last week or two?
Yeah, Brian, I can tell you that there is a meeting still taking place in Dublin Castle between the Minister for Finance, Pascal Dunhuigh, Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath and the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. That would all suggest that work continued after Cabinet to try and at least plot the way forward on this, and it's more likely to be revealed, one would expect, when it's raised in leaders' questions in the next while. So it is clear that it's going to have two parts, one on the planning side and also one on the taxation side. No shortage of suggestions from the opposition today as to what should happen there. They say it can happen quite easily, that there are planning regulations and ways of ensuring the first-time buyers can purchase a majority of homes on new estates, but also they're saying apartments as well. And then a suggestion from the Labour Party that the whole issue of stamp duty, that that could be changed for institutional investors compared to first-time buyers, that would give the advantage back to those first-time buyers. We're likely to hear more about this, I would think, in the next hour.
And a growing realisation, acceptance that for this government, politically, this is a make-or-break issue.
Yes, it has. I mean, it was in hibernation to some extent during the pandemic. But on the very week last week, when government spoke about its plans around social housing and around affordability in particular, this key issue has emerged. And while there is a sense that particularly when it comes to taxation, that it may take several more weeks, there is also a realisation that this issue is really building up in communities now. There are protests organised and the political language around it is becoming increasingly charged as well. One opposition party saying this morning that the Tories in Britain were able to quickly move on this last year or the year before, but this government seems to be taking longer.
Micheál, of course, the pandemic hasn't gone away, and in particular, a division between government and some public health advisers, it would seem, in relation to the question of the use and application of rapid antigen tests. Now, we heard on this programme yesterday the Chief Medical Officer voicing again his scepticism about the use of these tests in certain contexts. But Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has also been speaking about this today, and he also responded to some comments made by epidemiologist and member of NPHET, Professor Philip Nolan, on the sale of antigen tests in supermarkets. Here's what Minister Donnelly had to say.
I don't think it was a helpful comment, if I'm honest. It is government policy. I have great respect for Professor Nolan, and I have no doubt that his concern was around people using them in the wrong way. And I think it is entirely possible that anybody just going into a supermarket and picking up a pack without maybe having had a conversation about the fact that if you get a negative result, it really doesn't necessarily mean you're negative at all, that it could create a certain risk. But I think they haven't. They are one part of the toolkit we have.
Micheál, on this issue, what direction is this heading in? Because we also had this report from Professor Mark Ferguson and his expert group saying that there was a need now to begin to roll out these tests in a properly structured and supervised way.
Yeah, I think you could see from government an emphasis on that, particularly in areas when it comes to perhaps outdoor events and outdoor events being tested and trialled in the months ahead. But also, if you look at one of the key priorities for government, and antigen testing seems to be, and what's been discussed so far, central to that, that is the return of third level institutions as fully as possible next September and October. And from that point of view, antigen testing has been identified as a key way of achieving that. So I think whatever unease perhaps exists within NPHET around that, it does seem that there is a political will about making it a key part of the way of opening up society.
All right. Just before I let you go, one other issue rose at Cabinet, we're told, Micheál, on a question of people's right to accessing their birth certs, birth information.
Yeah, this is a comprehensive piece of legislation that was discussed by Cabinet this morning, and it is going to provide people with access to birth information, also to medical histories. And what's significant about it, Brian, is that it won't just apply to people who are adopted. It will also apply to people who were boarded out. That's seen as a comprehensive response as well to issues that were raised there. There will also be a greater contact and tracing services provided for the many people who need them.
Micheál Hahn, political correspondent, thank you for that.